Hello and welcome to the Friendship Quest, a podcast, or if you are not from here, a podcast.
What?
I don't know. I'm very self-conscious about the way I say podcast. I don't want to get it wrong.
I have to check every single time you say hello whether you've peaked the mic.
Yes.
But nope, not today.
Remember, everyone, strive for the peak in everything you do.
But then what happens when you reach the peak? Like in life, what if you peaked?
You know, life has its ups and downs, and you never know what your highest mountain will be until you die. So you just got to keep trying to. You guys just got to keep trying to peak more. Keep peaking, boys.
And on that slightly morbid but also positive note,
I think it was a great message.
Let's get started.
What's going on, Katie? Who's hip? How are you?
How am I?
Yeah.
Holding on.
We're in Easter break now from school and university, which is fun.
Happy Easter to who celebrate Easter.
Because this will come out on Easter Sunday. I hope you've had, if you celebrate Easter, have a good Easter. If you don't celebrate Easter, have a nice Sunday.
And we love
enjoy
Sundays.
A four-day weekend.
Oh, what a good time.
Pretty great.
If you're in the UK.
If you're in the UK. I assume some other countries have breaks.
Yeah, some other countries, but
you may not know what Easter is, in which case
buy yourself some chocolate. That's basically done Easter at that point. Right, I have some comments. So in response to the gaming episode, which was 2 weeks ago now, my mum, because my mum's always here, that she loves Professor Layton, obviously, which is a game I brought up. Epic game. She also brought up Monkey Island, which was a phenomenal game. I just showed John pictures of it to remind him.
Unlocked some memories there.
Yeah, you went around as Guybrush Threepwood. Well, I played The Curse of Monkey Island. There are several games. They're quite old, but you would walk around, you would click on things, and
it's
you
like
had to like
a point and click adventure, solve the mysteries.
Yeah, you had to solve the mystery.
It's pretty fun.
I can't remember anything else you did in that game, but it felt epic at the time.
It's a good genre of game. Especially when you're young. We love to see it.
Okay. And then in response to what's in a name, my dad commented, knock, knock, who's there? Isabella. Isabella who?
Which is the joke he was making. We love Isabella.
And then this person's trying to explain to me the joke and has put like a bell, bike bell. And I completely appreciate what the joke meant. What I didn't understand is why it's funny. But this person says
Katie,
they like
I don't
the
think
sound
you understand.
Of my dad.
You don't understand. It's because there's a bell on a bike.
Thank you.
I think she gets it now.
And then picture your last names together. Panton. Corain.
I don't know. I don't like them knowing my last name now. Too much power. Panton.
Panton. Does that work? Not really.
Parton. Parlton.
Parlton.
Parlton. That sounds like a fancy room in a rich person's house. Let me show you through to the Parlton.
Corain.
Corain. That's kind of a nice name.
Yeah, it's
fine-ish. That's our ship name.
We don't have a ship name, thank you very much. John. Why do you find that so funny?
The tone at which you dismissed that.
We also have a question in my Q&A on TikTok, which you can also use to ask us things, but bear in mind, I check it very irregularly.
It's a strange feature. I don't understand it.
No, it's very hard to use. But anyway, Rian, who will come up again in a second, said, in your podcast, you mentioned editing Katie. We love editing Katie. But when I listen to them, it sounds very smooth. So how long does it take to edit and how long would it be? Well, thank you.
That's very nice of you to say.
Editing Katie will appreciate that.
Later on. Not now.
Not now. Editing Katie isn't here right now.
And yet she's always present.
The reason I refer to like myself editing as a separate person, my memory's awful, right? So I completely like just dissociate myself from this period of time when we're recording.
Yeah.
We will sit down, record, and then as soon as we're done, I completely blank it out. It's completely gone. So when I come to edit it, I listen to it back and it's like I'm a completely different person. But editing, I don't do an awful lot besides, like, boring stuff.
There's
like
not loads of cuts.
Noise reduction, yeah. And you don't care about that. But I do cut out bits because we talk for a long time and John's boring. That was a joke.
That was a joke.
I'm sorry, John, that was a joke.
This podcast's a joke.
But I do have to cut things out because we just go on too long. Yeah. And then it's just about making sure it sounds like it's not cut out. And there are definitely bits where it sounds like we've suddenly
If you
jumped.
Know what you're listening for, then sure.
You can try definitely and spot, tell.
Try and spot the cuts in this episode.
Try and spot where Editing Katie gets bored of editing and it suddenly becomes really obvious, like, cut stuff out. Because it takes a while. I don't even have those clips anymore because I'm reckless.
They've literally been lost.
Just delete them. They're gone.
Don't approve of your methods. The results are fantastic. Right, well, thank you very much for those TikTok questions. Please don't forget to comment and ask more.
Yes, and we also have a voice message.
Oh,
because John asked for people to send in voice messages of their names, and I told him at the time, John, nobody's gonna do that. And one person did,
which is 100% more than I thought. So
we will listen to it now because it is a lovely voice message, also from Rian. We love Rian.
Shout out.
Hello. John told us to send in our names. So my name is Rian. It is spelled R-I, father, A-I-N. In case you're wondering, a father is something used in the Irish language. It just changes the sound of a vowel. It's like a little dash over a vowel. Rian is Irish for Ryan, but it also means little king. So thank you.
Yes, yay. Little king.
Little king. Thank you, Rian. That was really nice. And you've educated me, certainly.
Yeah. What an interesting name. Imagine having an interesting name and not just being called Katie and John.
My name's pretty cool, I think.
It's better than my name.
It's better than your name.
My name sucks.
Rian's a great name, though. Yes, so you know what? Keep sending those in. If you've got an interesting name, or even if you don't, but you know what it means, send it in.
Yeah.
And let us know, because I love names. Maybe this is my passion in life, is names. But thank you very much. And yeah, send in names. Let us know what they mean. And finally, we have an email.
Yes, we do.
Where you can also send emails at thefriendshipquest@gmail.com.
We have so many places you can contact us. Right.
So why aren't you doing it?
John!
Do it more!
No.
Sorry.
It's fine.
I'm too demanding sometimes.
So we have an email that says, "Hi, The Friendship Quest. In terms of what makes a good game," so we're going a couple of episodes back. Sorry. In terms of what makes a good game, I would say the most important qualities of a good game are a replayability,
yep,
and a good balance of enjoyability and skill level required.
Very good.
As you don't want to get too bored or frustrated whilst playing a game. Now, this is interesting. I played Smash Bros. Yesterday by myself. I was like doing the adventure mode, trying to get better at different characters.
Fun.
And I started getting so angry about one battle, I started crying.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
There you go.
So yeah, replayability.
Enjoyability.
Yes.
Skill level. I would agree.
Yes, because there's no point in it being too hard. There's no point in being too easy. And you want that balance.
Yeah.
And that's different for everyone. Some of us just aren't good enough to play Smash Bros.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, that was quite rude.
That was rude. Aaron, who sent in this email, by the way.
My friend Aaron.
That.
Shout out, Aaron. He sent us a lot of questions before.
Yes.
Thank you for your contributions.
Thank you.
Thank you, Aaron.
We need it.
We may have you on the podcast eventually.
He also gave us our question for today.
Our question for today, which is, what makes a good question? Oh!
And we are choosing that question because we don't have a question. Because we were brainstorming for a long time.
A long, long time.
Long time. And we couldn't come up with anything. And then we thought, no, we'll talk about what makes a good question, because then we can just go through all the awful questions on the internet that John was looking at as inspiration and then give you lot an idea of what would make a good question for us.
So listen to this podcast and then you can send in the best question.
Yeah.
Because you know what to avoid. We love questions. It's the theme of our podcast. We've
yeah,
done
it's
what
the
is
whole
friendship.
Thing.
Like,
Yeah.
I'm over the friendship now. I want the questions.
The friendship's basically got nothing to do with it.
Yeah, let's get into the meat. Let's get into it. Let's dive in.
So what John Googled earlier when we were stumped was just questions. That's all he Googled. He just Googled questions.
And I didn't get great results.
Unsurprisingly, they were shocking.
So then I typed in interesting questions. And you know what? Not terrible.
So we're going to go through them. And it's going to be more of a like speed fire. Is that the right word?
Like quick fire.
Quick fire. Speed round. That's what I combined.
News quick round, fire. Speed fire.
Quick fire podcast episode where we go through like lots of different questions.
Let's do it, baby. I think they get it.
Okay. And then we'll tell you whether it was a good question. Go.
This is from conversationstartersworld.com. And it's fun questions to ask. So let's find out how fun they are.
My God.
Number one, what would you name your boat if you had one? Which, you know,
that's actually quite interesting because of when they asked the public to name a boat.
Oh, yeah. Boaty McBoatface.
Boaty McBoatface is such a good name.
Classic. Spawned a generation of McFace.
Yeah,
friends.
Like we have a room at our like university that's Roomy McRoomface.
We love Roomy McRoomface. I don't know if I've ever been in Roomy McRoomface.
I have. It's very small and not a great room. I'm not going to lie, but...
So this is an all right question in the sense that, yeah, it might be calling back to that, but also... Like, we talked about names last episode. I think names are interesting, as we've said this episode as well.
Yeah, but you... it's a very specific question. And also, like, not something that's ever going to affect me in my life, I don't think.
I could see names for vehicles being somewhat interesting, but even then...
I can't be that person that names their car.
What would you name your boat if you had one?
I don't know, John.
I'd probably try and do something a bit... Like, it'd just be the name of a famous mythical boat or something. Just
oh, yeah.
You know, like...
I might try and incorporate my name somehow.
The Pain Machine.
Yeah, like, but not that, because that's weird.
The Barge of Pain. Could be quite funny.
They all sound a bit strange, but...
They do sound strange.
You know what? It's not something I've thought about enough.
Let's go with the Nautilus from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Okay.
Which is a submarine, but who cares? What's the closest thing to real magic?
See, that would be an interesting question.
Oh, wait, are we going to rate the questions out of 10?
Are we? Is that how we're going to go?
I give What Would You Name Your Boat a 6 out of 10.
I think that's solid.
It's got some potential.
It's got intrigue, but
the
also...
the scope is limited.
Yeah.
What's the closest thing to real magic?
I think it would be a good question if you changed... Like, I think we could do an episode on, like, what is magic?
Yes, that would be interesting. Next week?
Maybe.
Question. We just need to listen back on this podcast and we'll come up with so many ideas.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I like this question. What's the closest thing to real magic? There's some science in there. There's some...
Oh, yeah, you would like that, wouldn't you?
We love fantasy magic. We love science-y magic. We love thinking about the future.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a good question that we're not going to answer now because we might answer it in the future.
I give it a 7 out of 10.
Oh, is that all?
Yeah.
I'm Why? Not,
because it's like, what's the closest thing to real magic? Again, scope, slightly wider, but we'd need to adapt it a little bit.
I'm going to say 8 out of 10.
Requires research as well.
Yeah, it does a little bit, and we're not very good at that.
We're not very educated.
We rock up, and we're like, oh, yeah, we could answer that question if we'd actually taken the time to look into it.
Who's the messiest person you know?
See, the problem is this is a bad question, because there's nothing to talk about, because the answer is me.
There's a one-word answer, and it's Katie.
John came into my room to record this, stopped, and then just sort of stood there and was like,
Classic.
I am planning on cleaning.
You better be.
Over Easter.
That's a bad question.
Yeah.
I'll give that one a 2 out of 10.
3 out of 10.
It could be funny.
Yeah.
Like,
was it funny?
It would require so much alteration for an episode. What will finally break the internet?
That's a rubbish question.
0 out of 10.
0 out of 10. I don't want to answer that question.
People always say break the internet. Like, it's a little bit cringe.
Ralph breaks the internet? The answer is Ralph. Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph will finally break the internet.
He did.
I don't remember the plot of the second Wreck-It
Ralph
movie.
There wasn't a plot.
Oh, that makes sense.
It was really bad.
Well, it started with, like, Kim Kardashian, didn't it?
No.
That's where the phrase came from.
Oh, I thought we were still talking about Ralph Breaks the Internet.
No.
And I was like, Kim Kardashian was not in that movie.
It started with Kim Kardashian doing
the wine thing.
A spicy photo shoot.
It wasn't even that spicy.
That was like 10 years ago, wasn't it?
She just had wine.
I don't know when that was, but it was a long time ago. It wasn't. It didn't break the internet, did
yeah,
it?
Yeah, no.
What does that mean?
John is angry.
Boring.
Rubbish question.
0 out of 10. What's the most useless talent you have?
I like this question.
This is actually quite good. This is quite funny.
Couldn't make an episode, but...
You know.
We could talk about, like, what is talent, I guess.
Yeah, or, you know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Could work.
But do you want to know my most useless talent?
Please.
Well, you know my most
Please
useless
tell
talent.
The people.
I have one particular plate that is designed for spinning that yep. I can spin.
And one stick that is designed to spin that
I
plate.
I reckon I could spin that plate on different sticks. I believe I have.
Wow.
So it's more the plate than the stick.
The plate is special.
The plate is the only plate I can spin, but I'm really good at spinning it.
I'm proud of you.
And I've got it with me. I stole it from the show that I had to spin a plate in. It took a long time to learn how to spin it.
Yeah, I believe that.
But you couldn't, straight off.
We'll test that later.
No, I shouldn't have said that. If you steal my talent from me, I'm going to be annoyed.
I don't know what my useless talent is.
Mm.
Can solve a Rubik's Cube?
Yeah, it's pretty useless.
You're crushing me over here.
Well, that's what we're saying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why are you looking around my room?
I'm just looking for inspiration. It's probably the most useless talent I have. Because all of my other talents are very useful.
Okay.
I'd give that one an 8 out of 10.
Ooh, high. 7 out of 10.
What celebrity would you rate as a perfect 10? Well, I don't like this question.
I get a bit funny about that question. I do fixate on, like, people. I will admit that. I get very attached to, like, certain characters or certain celebrities. And I'm fully aware of that. But rating them, like... a perfect... It feels weird. Like, they are people.
Rating people is a strange idea anyway.
Yeah.
They're not questions. You can't just give them a number.
Yeah. Like, I love David Tennant. I think he's an amazing person. A phenomenal actor. Best actor, like, around right now. I'll say it.
You think he's the best actor ever?
Around right now, yeah.
Okay. He's the... I don't know. I feel like that no one ever, like, categorically says who's the best actor.
Well, I'm going to say it because okay. I believe it wholeheartedly.
I believe that you believe it.
So I just think he's amazing.
Mm.
But I'm not going to rate him.
Yeah.
I find it strange.
I mean, for me, I'm not that even into celebrities.
Yeah.
So I'd find it difficult. I'd give that question a 1 out of 10.
0 out of 10.
See how they like it.
Yeah, you've been rated.
I mean, we could talk about, like, talking about celebrities wouldn't be a bad shout, maybe.
Yeah, we could come up with an interesting question.
So it's got potential.
I just
there.
Don't want to, like, what's the word when you, like, I don't want to objectify people.
I mean, it's just, yeah, it's just not healthy, is it?
No.
What's a body part you wouldn't mind losing? I love this question. It's like, yeah, you can take
question.
My arm. It's fine. A body part, I feel like, is it like something external or something internal? Because, like, you can live without a kidney. You can live without a appendix. Wouldn't mind that gone, you know.
I don't, well, that's a good point. It's not a very good question because, like...
It's not very clear.
Yeah.
You could rephrase it to be, like, which, like, limb would you mind losing the least? Okay, would you rather lose an arm or a leg?
I'd say an arm.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah, probably lose an arm. I don't know. It's difficult. Who knows? Maybe missing a few toes will become a fashion statement, says the article.
That question's a 1 out of 10.
That's a 1 out of 10 question for sure. What is the dumbest way you've been injured?
Well, I mean, getting hit by a car was pretty stupid. Although I don't think it was entirely my fault. I did look both ways for like 5 minutes. I was stood at that crossing for a long time. Maybe I just got bored.
Mm.
I don't remember the thoughts going through my head. But I did check both ways. But by the time I'd looked the other way, the car started coming again.
I don't think I've ever done anything that stupid.
Thank you. I mean, breaking my toe, I literally just tripped on stage. It was during tech. I came on stage, tripped.
So that's not stupid, is it? It's just like an accident.
It was pretty dumb.
Is it?
Yeah.
Could you have prevented it easily? Like, you would always go to dance. You'd always been doing that thing. It's not
I mean,
really
I wasn't dance. I was literally just running on stage.
No.
Well, I guess the dumb part of it was then me being... Everyone was like, oh, are you okay? Do you need anything? Do you need to, like, sit down? I was like, no, just carry on with the scene. Because it was tech. I wanted to get through it. Mm. I was like, so we were getting through the scene. And then as it was going on, the tech guys weren't getting the sound effects right. So we just kept being on stage. I was like, I just need to get through the scene and then I can go sit down. It was getting worse and worse. And I was like, I don't know about this. And then by the end of the tech run, I couldn't walk. And then I didn't go to the hospital, and I still went on stage.
I think it's dumb you didn't get anyone to look at it.
Accident prone.
You are accident prone, that's for sure. So maybe this is a good question for you.
Yeah.
I'd give it a 4 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm not sure where we'd go with it for an episode.
If you had to change your name, what would your new name be? And why would you choose that name?
We should have talked about that on our last episode, actually. That would have been quite interesting.
Do you have a quick answer now? I like this question a lot. This might get a 9 out of 10.
But you can't make a whole episode out of it. Well, it would have been good as part of our What's in a Name episode.
I feel like you could ask this question for an episode and then talk about everything else we talked about in that episode, you know?
True.
I think it has enough material there.
Yeah, you know? That's what I'm saying. You're right.
So I'm saying I would want to be... Katie Payne probably be the best name for me.
Okay, great.
What would you be, Katie?
I don't know.
I can't decide. It's quite a good question though. Like, if you're ever naming something, think about whether you'd want to be called that. Zenith. Quasar. Pretty cool.
Do you actually want to be called those names though?
I don't know. I feel like I'd want to attain a certain amount of fame and then rebrand.
I just find that question hard to answer because, like, 22 years, I've been called Katie.
Yeah.
But then that's so interesting for people who do change their name.
Yeah, some people do.
And then you've got to come up with that. And I know people who've changed their name and then changed it again because they've gone, actually, I didn't like that name.
Yeah.
And that's super interesting.
It'd make it... what's the best name? Is that like a good question? I feel like that's a bit mean.
Yeah, that's harsh.
But I guess... No, I like that question. Maybe it's not a 9 out of 10. Maybe it's an 8. Give it an 8. I like that question. What are some things that sound like compliments but are actually insults?
I feel like you do that all the time.
What, compliment you but it's an insult?
Yeah.
I feel like that's something you work naturally into conversation. You can't have a meta conversation about it. It ruins the joke.
Yeah, true.
I'm trying to think of a good example, but I can't. Your face is very nice for someone who has metal in it.
Okay.
You're surprisingly normal. 5 out of 10. What's the biggest screw-up in your kitchen?
That's such a weird way of putting that.
I guess it's like if you've tried to cook something and it's turned out really horrible.
I don't think I've actually cooked anything that I've been like, I can't eat this.
I know I've eaten things other people have made that have been shocking.
Yeah.
It's like cement brownies. Cement brownies, yeah. Green scrambled eggs. Come on now. not a vibe.
Yeah, but I don't cook that much.
Yeah.
I know the meals that I make. Like, I know how to make them.
You're
They're
an
not going to go
at
wrong.
The meals you make.
Yeah.
Pro chef over here. Yeah, it's a bit like, it's a bit too situational.
Mm.
3 out of 10.
Yeah. Didn't you have another tab?
Yeah, let's switch tabs here. Okay. Here, we're switching it up now because I'm a bit bored of the other one. We're on mantelligence.com.
Oh, that is awful.
I've never heard of this website.
I think I peaked the mic there in my disgust.
Oh,
I'm
you
so
did.
Sorry.
That's sad.
It's just, that's one of the worst things I've ever heard.
There's so many adverts on this website. Okay. Mantelligence says These are 10 fun conversation starting questions for men. Okay. Get your manliest faces on, everyone. On a scale of 1 to 10, how strict were your parents?
Imagine going up to somebody and be like, "Hi, I'm Derek." And
hello, Derek. You a man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how strict were your parents? I can just imagine
what does that mean?
The sort of person who would actually ask that as a conversation starter would get really competitive about it.
Yeah.
They'd be like, my parents are a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Right? Or they, whatever you said, they'd say one higher.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a 10 out of 10? Mine were 11. Classic. What would you say?
2.
Oh.
I mean, I was a very anxious child. I didn't do anything to get into trouble.
To be fair, yeah.
Like, I've got to give them a point, because they weren't like... You know, there are parents who just, like, let their children go free, you know?
Yeah, it's true.
And they weren't like that, but yeah. There was never a point where they...
Well, yeah, like... my parents weren't strict in terms... Yeah, again, I was quite... I was a little... I wouldn't say teacher's pet, but, you know...
I was a teacher's pet.
Parent's pet.
And I was very anxious about doing anything wrong.
Same. I think the strictest thing was, like, screen time. Like, when I was younger, I wasn't allowed to play video games all day, like my friends.
Oh, no, I didn't have that. But then I didn't really do that either.
Yeah, so it was sad being me.
I'd actually rather, like, sit on a computer and, like, I taught myself the rest of the curriculum before the teacher did because I got so bored of what we were learning.
Oh.
I would, like, go on BBC Bite Size and teach it to myself. That's what I did with my spare time in primary school.
That's quite sad.
And I taught myself how to touch type and things like that, you know? They didn't need to be strict. I did it for them.
Okay, well, that question's interesting.
But it's a don't horribly, ever say it to
it's
anyone.
It's a horribly worded question. I think talking about, like, parenting is probably kind of interesting.
Mm.
Question gets a 2 out of 10. Too harsh?
No.
I think that's fair. Right. Ooh, I'm going to blow my nose.
Snotty boy.
What was your favourite toy growing up? Remember, this is man-telligence.
The problem with that is I'm going back to my memory again.
Uh-oh.
I don't remember. I've blocked it all out.
Favourite toy. I mean, I just wanted to play on the computer. I wanted to play video games. I love Transformers. You know what? I love Transformers.
Okay.
And I don't mean the ones that change the amount of voltage.
I mean, I had all the, like, I had a Tamagotchi.
Ooh.
Love a Tamagotchi.
Pretty cool.
I had a Furby.
I like Furbies too.
I don't know why I liked... Why did anyone like a Furby though? Have a think. Stop and think. What is up with that?
Compared to like taking care of like a real... Of like a what appears to be a human child.
Mm.
I'd much rather take care of my fur baby.
Yeah, but they were so annoying as well.
Yeah.
I had a lot of Sylvanians, actually. That would probably be because I had a proper collection of that we recently sold, sad times. But
yeah, if you're expanding the definition of toy, then I guess like all the... I used to collect loads of trading cards, Go-Go's. Used to collect Go-Go's. Do you ever collect Go-Go's?
I know of them.
Go-Go's, Crazy Bones. Used to have loads of those. Great fun. I just mimed flicking for those of you that... that can't see.
Which is everybody
which is
else.
Everyone else.
Favorite that toy, that would be an interesting one possibly to
what
talk
makes
about.
A good toy?
Yeah.
Or like, yeah. What's fun to play with? Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's a good question.
I give that an 8 out of 10.
9 out of 10.
No. It's too high.
People, when I review any movie.
If you could time travel, when would you go?
We've done that question.
Mantelligence, you're on it.
That was a great question.
Yeah,
10
out
of 10.
10.
We've done
if
that
we
one.
If we did it, must
that
have been
must
great.
Be a 10 out of 10.
What's your best childhood memory?
I have none. Disneyland?
Video games?
I love Disneyland.
I went to Disneyland. I don't remember it that much. I like the Buzz Lightyear ride. You got
there are a few
things.
Rides that I remember quite well. The Peter Pan's Flight is such a good ride. That would probably be a good question for people who can actually remember that sort of thing, which isn't me. Couldn't be me.
I could have a think and maybe I'd come up with something, but I don't think it's that interesting either. No? I don't think people want to hear us talk about our childhood memories that much.
I mean, people have said, tell us more about, like, you.
I guess. But I don't want you to know things. Just kidding. I give it a 6 out of 10.
Yeah.
It's got potential.
Yeah.
What's your pet peeve?
Somebody's asked that question.
Have they?
Yeah.
What grinds your gears?
I'm pretty sure I've seen that question, actually.
What's the most annoying thing or something?
Which could be quite interesting to talk about, because we'd get quite worked up about it, I think. Well, I would.
I think we both have different things we'd find annoying as which would be interesting.
Save that one. Memory. Save it. Stored.
I don't think you should be storing it in your memory.
Good point.
Yeah, that's a good question. I give that one 9 out of 10.
Yeah, it will become a 10 out of 10 if we choose to use it. Because all of our questions
are obviously a 10 out of 10. What personality trait has gotten you in the most trouble? That's a little strange.
That's very strange. But that also requires you to, like, have a knowledge, like, of all your personality traits and which specific one is causing like, you to do these things.
What's making you in trouble? It's like, I'm really mean to everyone. It's like, okay. It's just like sometimes when I'm in line for something, I'm really rude to customer service people. And it's like, okay. Is that your personality trait? This is like the astrology stuff.
I mean, my sort of selective hearing, I guess, when I just don't, like, if I don't focus on something, I won't hear what you said.
I can see that. Or just bad at, like, sometimes if you get really engrossed into something. But again, is that a personality trait?
I don't know.
That's a rubbish question.
Rubbish, that's a 0 out of 10.
Yeah, I'll give it a 0. What is the best piece of advice you've received?
I don't get... Who gives people advice, though?
It's not. We're not in, movie where, like, we have a flashback to the moment that one teacher or that one person, like, said that inspirational line that formed the basis for the rest of our lives.
Yeah.
I mean, if you do have something like that, that would be interesting, but...
I think the best advice I've received is from myself, not gonna lie.
Not gonna lie. This is definitely me when I'm giving myself advice.
I'm my own hype man.
Oh. Mantelligence.
That's a 1 out of 10.
Yeah, 1 out of 10. I mean, you could... It's like, what advice do you want me to give you? So, like, if
somebody comes up and goes, John, I just really need advice on this. You just go, well, what advice do you want me to give you?
It's just like, I really need a good piece of advice right now. And it's like, I don't know anything about you. It's like, you know, you can only give advice if you're, like, at least partly aware of someone's situation. If someone asked me randomly, no... You could ask to advise on a specific thing, but, like, don't come to us for advice. 0.
0, okay.
If you had to... 1. If you had to pick a new name for yourself... Wait,
question's already come
list.
Up! And we already said that was a good question. People like that question.
The question is, who stole who? Was it Mantelligence or Conversation Starters World?
I've got a feeling Mantelligence stole it, I'm not going to lie to you.
I don't know, they sound pretty man-intelligent.
Do you think we've gone through enough questions, John?
What's something your brain tries to make you do and you have to will yourself not to do it?
That could go very dark.
That could
what
be very
is that
dark.
Question? Could you imagine going up to someone and saying that? That's like a villain origin story.
Yeah, I mean, every time I'm on the train station, you just think, like, what if I just, you know, stepped onto the track?
You've got to think about
it. Not in a sad way. It's sort of like your body's imagining it, and then you sort of
I also imagine,
retreat.
Like, what would I do if I saw somebody else do that?
Yeah.
You know?
I don't want to think about it.
Rubbish question.
Rubbish question.
Awful question.
Never do that. Don't try this at home. If you could know the absolute and total truth to one question, what question would you ask? That's a bit of rubbish.
It's like a question inside of a question. I don't want my answer to a question...
To be a question.
To be a question.
What's the best question? What's the most interesting thing you've read or seen this week? No.
No.
Boring.
Rubbish.
What ridiculous thing has someone tricked you into doing or believing? That could be funny if we had a good example.
Yeah.
Did you ever believe something as a kid that was very wrong?
I kind of tricked myself into thinking that I might have magical powers.
Okay.
But I feel like that's a thing that kids do.
Yeah, that's normal.
I sort of tried to convince my friends that it was the case so much that I started believing that it might be the case. You know?
You live the lie too much and you become the lie.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
If you were given a 1 minute ad slot during the Super Bowl that you couldn't sell, what would you fill it with?
That's one of the worst questions I've ever heard.
Is it?
The phrasing's absolutely shocking.
The phrasing's awful. But that would be quite funny. Do you know how expensive it must be, like millions and millions of dollars to
get a slot?
I
don't care enough.
I mean, this is obviously American, but imagine like you could broadcast 1 minute of television to everyone on Earth. Would you put in it?
John,
yeah?
Have a think. That's a TikTok.
Is it a TikTok?
Rewind. A 1 minute video that you're giving out to the... That's a TikTok.
Yeah, but my point is...
that's a TikTok.
Yeah. Okay,
what is the point?
But you have TikTok, you're out in the ether and you might go viral, no one might see it. I'm saying, what if you could send something out to guarantee everyone on Earth would see it? What would you do? Is that interesting?
I think it's do the renegade.
I just do a normal TikTok, to be honest.
Could you imagine?
I don't know what I'd do. It'd be interesting to think about. I think that question has potential.
No, it doesn't. Not to me. Don't ever present that question to me.
But like, what if you could solve world peace or something with it?
Oh, you and your obsession with world peace.
Okay, we get it. You don't like when people are at war.
It's just that my recurring themes in this podcast are the zombie apocalypse and dinosaurs. Your recurring theme is like shape-shifting and world peace. And it's just not the vibe, John.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to make the world a better place, Katie.
But you're not. You're hypothetically making the world a better place. I'm not promising anything.
I want to improve the world with my life. Do you not?
Well, that would be nice.
Is that not why you teach the children?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
But that's not, I'm not achieving world peace through that,
okay,
am I?
But it's a collective effort. I'm saying you got given a rare opportunity to tell everyone on Earth something.
And you're telling them, hey, have some world peace, please?
Guys, it's time for world peace. I don't know what I'd do.
I'm giving that question 3 out of 10.
I give it a 7 out of 10.
7!
I think it has potential.
Oh, no.
Let us know what you think of these questions at thefriendshipquest@gmail.com. And now you've heard us tear apart some questions we haven't received, now you can try and send in some you think we'll like.
And bear in mind, every question we've used is a 10 out of 10.
Every question we use is 10 out of 10. And even the ones we haven't used yet, like, good questions.
We got them. They're listed.
We very rarely receive a question we think there's nothing here we can't do.
Mm-hmm.
So please send in whatever you've got. We're desperate.
You can't say that every episode.
Yeah, it's going to run out. We're going to run out. We're going to actually be desperate and then people aren't going to believe us.
Yeah.
Maybe they...
Mr. Boy Who Cried Wolf over there.
Maybe they can already see that we're desperate.
They can see it in our eyes that they can't see.
Ooh. Mantelligence.
Stop saying
I think it's really funny.
That was really bad.
Okay. Well, what do you think then? How do we answer this? What makes a good question?
For us.
Yes.
For our podcast, it needs to have enough there to make a full episode.
We need scope. We need tangents we can go off.
Yeah, but not so broad that it's like a concept we can't even grasp.
It can't be too big and it can't be too, I guess, pretentious.
Yeah.
Even though we do talk about world peace.
You talk about world peace.
Even though I talk about world peace, no one wants to get into, like, you know, what's the meaning of life?
Yeah, see, like, that's too far.
Yeah. It's too broad.
Too big.
Too big.
I know I said in our description, it says we're answering your biggest questions. That's too far.
It's too big.
We are not experts in that field.
I'm too small to answer the big question.
So, and worded well.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we adapt them sometimes.
But I think a generally good question to, like, ask people in conversation is just any question that doesn't make you sound weird and creepy. On a scale of 1 to 10, how strict were your parents? Maybe makes you sound
not,
weird.
I think you're just not man-intelligent enough to understand that.
Stop!
Oh, great stuff. All right. Well, that was a good question. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sending in questions, voice messages and things. Send us in more. Your name? Let me know what your name is. What it means.
In a non-creepy way, John.
Yeah.
More in a like...
In like a fun, friendly way.
He said every creep ever.
Yeah. No, we just like names. Names are interesting. And questions. Questions are interesting. I hope this helped. Because Lord knows we need it.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
And good night.
And as they always say, when you question yourself, you question me. Does that make sense?
Happy questioning.
Happy questioning from the Friendship Quest.
Question.
Do you ever think about how, like, the word quest and question are related?
That's the whole point of the name.
I love it so much, you know? And remember,
oh, God.
Endings